having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, he must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an apostle. You were sent as an occupational truth to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
Welcome to Church on a Mission with Pastor Caris E. Amewelf.
They were counting the largest nations. After mentioning China and India, they said Facebook is number three. So why not project your values there? Why not publish the word there? Let me not go ahead of myself. So, begin your family, your world. I mentioned three now. Business place, family, schooling place. There's a world around you. Publish the word there. Take the gospel. Bring the life of God, the light of the gospel there. Bring the love of God there. I said yesterday that when we say the love of God, it's not the emotions of God. Oh, God, no. The love of God is a power. Is a power. Bring the love of God there. Shine the light of the gospel. Saturate this space with the gospel. You know, Paul said, I'm free of the blood of all men. When you're talking to speaking to the believers, the elders at Ephesus, he says, I have not withheld anything from you. For I've shared the truth of the gospel with you publicly, privately. That's from house to house and publicly. I'm free of the blood of all men. Can you say that about your ethnos? Now, Paul is not saying I reached everybody in the world, but he's saying my ethnos, I am free of the blood of all men. Meaning I tried my best to bring the gospel close to them. I tried my best to shine the light of the gospel there. I'm free of the blood of all men. At least let them know. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Are you learning something this morning? All right. So make the decision. Have a vision for it. Have a passion for it. And push it. And push it. Push it. Two things are highlighted here. This immediate ethnos. They must know about your God. So that's what you want to do. Listen. The Bible didn't tell us to force everybody to be a Christian. But he told us to take the gospel to them. Did you get that? We take the gospel to them. And we create an enabling environment for them to relate to them. So at least make everyone in your world know about the God you serve. Let them know about Jesus. You say, everybody know about Jesus in this town. It's not true. It's not true. Some think Jesus is the God of the Christian. But is that true? No. So if that is all they've heard about Jesus, they've not heard of Jesus. First, the love of God. I'm not talking about some religious hell is real. If you don't accept Jesus now, you're born in hell. Punch is this share button. If you really love Jesus, share. If you don't share, no, that's scam. That's scam. That's scam. That's scam. Then that's the only God children. If you're a genuine child of God, like, you know, that's the spirit of religion manifesting. That's nonsense. That's not what we're talking about. What do you mean by that? I'm talking about projecting the love of God. Nobody rejects love. Come on now. Nobody rejects love. So the message you project must be wrapped with the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So let them know your God. Let them know your God. People cannot be around you and not know Jesus. Let them know. Give them materials. Classify them. There are those who can read. There are those who can listen to messages. There are those, amen. Okay, let me not. That leads me to the second thing. Let them know your church. Did you hear what I said? And I mean it. Let them know your church. Listen, if you're not talking about your church, then it's either you don't belong here or you are a hypocrite. True. No, you go to a place where you get so blessed, talk about it. You say, it's not about church, it's not about... Let me break it down. Let me solve your religious problem. Number one, the church is the expression. And when was the last time you saw Jesus walking on the road, trying to win the world to himself? So who has been saddled with the responsibility of winning and discipling the world? The church. That means we can say that the church is the authorized representation of Jesus now. Did you get that? That means ideally, when people want to meet with Jesus, they should meet with the church. Oh, did you get that? Glory to God. Talk about your church. Nobody should be around your ethnos who has no head about your church. Very important. Talk about your church. Let them know where you're coming from. Or somebody say, oh, when I go on the road and I win soul, I just said, go to any Bible-believing church. No, you're wrong. How? Do they have enough sense to know what is a Bible-believing church? No, imagine a newborn baby. You just gave birth to a child. And I just cry. He say, oh, look for any mom, any good mom to take care of you. Any Bible-believing mother, thank you. Is that what you do? Lara went to the hospital to give birth. After she gave birth and gave birth to the child, bouncing baby boy. I don't know why boys are always bouncing. Bouncing baby boy. And Lara was happy. Everybody was happy. And Lara looked around and said, oh, any mother who needs a child around? And then Lara came home and they said, oh, where is the baby? Said, I give it to a good Bible. No, I'm sure I'm making sense to you, right? I'm coming home. You don't do that. When you influence people with the gospel, the first place to prescribe for them is where you are being taught. Do you understand? Now, Lara won't give the child to any Bible-believing mother. Not because she doesn't believe they are Bible-believing mothers. But she knows that I gave birth to this child. This child needs a home. And I am the child's first responsibility. Do you understand that? I am responsible for this child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me John chapter 1 from verse 40. Tell them what you have found. Tell them what you have found. Tell them what you have found. Listen, the local church is God's barn on the earth. Oh, I can't say this enough. When you go to the farm and you have a harvest, where do you store the harvest? In barns. The local church is God's barn. So it's dangerous when the harvest is not preserved in a barn. If you are in a city and Embassy of Heaven is not there, you have to send them to a church you trust. It's important. You can't leave them in the air. People, after they are introduced to the gospel, must be fixed in the barn. If not, we may lose them. Do you understand? You find yourself in Port Harcourt, and then you're sharing the gospel, and you see that the person's heart is open, and you just, this thing is, you say, do you even go to church? No, I'm tired of it. And then you speak to the person, and the heart is open, you communicate the gospel. Don't leave the person like that. No, don't leave the person like that. Somehow, you should know somebody in Port Harcourt who attends a good church. Is somebody following me? This is very important. Very important. Every child. Don't forget that the Bible refers to them as spiritual babies. Every baby needs a home. Oh, come on, am I talking? Every baby needs a home. Hallelujah. All right, I said, talk about your church. Invite people to your church. Why? I say the church is a representation of Jesus on the earth. Why? You know that they will collide with the gospel when they come around church environment. There's something spiritual about this gathering. Are you aware? This is not a social gathering. There's a social side to it. People meeting people, yes. But there's primarily something spiritual in the atmosphere. So you introduce your ethnos. You win your ethnos. You invite them. You know, I was excited many years ago when I figured out that invitation to church is biblical. I was excited. Just inviting people for meetings to places is scriptural. All right, look at this. There were two disciples of John who met Jesus. And they said, Master, where do you stay? And they followed Jesus the way he stayed. And they didn't want to leave. They talked till it was 10 p.m., I believe. And I said, sir, we can't go again. Let's just stay. They just love Jesus. Amen. They didn't want to be eating locusts and white honey. No disrespect to John the Baptist. Hallelujah. I just saw this guy. I like his gospel. Amen. They wanted to connect. They overstayed. No, you can go and read it. You know, they eventually became disciples of Jesus. All right. And one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So you now see. Next verse. He first findeth his own brother Simon. That is reaching your ethnos. And said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which has been interpreted the Christ. Next verse. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is my interpretation, is two. Can you see? But somebody had to bring him. Do you know, you have no idea what is going to become of some people you are following up right now. Do you know who Peter became? Oh. He became the first pope. Amen. You can't tell. Oh, so Peter, who became the leader among the apostles, was invited by someone. Somebody in this service this morning. Was brought in by someone. Read further. You see another one there. Verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and finding Philip and said unto him, follow me. Next verse. So Jesus found Philip. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Next verse. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. That means even Jesus needed people to give testimony of his work. Did you get that? That's part of the partnership. Give testimony about this church. Do you understand? If he's blessing you, he said, we have found the Messiah. We the most spoke about Jesus of Nazareth. Look at it. Yeah, there will be arguments sometimes, but look at the response. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, what? Come and see. Not too much talk. Come and see. Oh, is somebody here this morning? Come and, that's invitation. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Quickly, give me St. John's Gospel. John chapter 4, 28 to 30. Very fast. 28 to 30. Somebody saying, well, this thing is for those that are spiritually serious. Let me prove to you. You don't need to go to buy. What is it? See, the basic thing, you love God. You love Jesus. Now, this is just an arm of being on a mission we are discussing. Very important. Invitation. Letting people know about your God and about the family of God you are connected to. Alright. The woman then left her water pot. You know this woman? Who knows this woman? Samaritan? All right. The Samaritan woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men, and said to the men, next verse, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this a Christ? Next verse. Then they went out to the city and came unto him. Put verse 39 up. We'll read verse 39 to 3. Now look at this. You begin to ask yourself, this woman, did she go to a Bible school? She just experienced God. And what did she do? The same day. Hope you know she just came out of a lifestyle of adultery. Don't forget. Forget. Don't forget that. I chose my word carefully. The lifestyle of adultery. You remember the conversation that Jesus had with her? He says, you have been married to how many men? And the one you are living with. Do you understand? So he said, he wasn't, she didn't go to commit and come back to her house. She was leaving him. Did you get that? So the day, you can imagine the background. But the day she experienced Jesus, she had to talk about him. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't have to go to Bible school. See, if you have ever experienced the forgiveness of sin, you've experienced salvation, the next thing to do is to publish it. That's the next thing. You don't need to go to no Bible school. The same day she went into the city, come and see the man. The same day. Now, this, I've taken the excuse of some people already. I'm going to say, how can I talk about Jesus when I'm just a new Christian? No. No. Do you know it's part of your spiritual development? There's a place that people who share the faith, who are interested in publishing the good news of Jesus, there are things they touch that other Christians cannot touch. That's the truth. In the process of growth, that's the truth. Hallelujah. And many of the Samaritans of that city, look at this. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever. Can you see? People believe because she gave testimony. Look at the next verse. Very touching. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode 2 more days. All right? There are 2 days. Next verse. And many more believed because of his words. And look at what they say. 41. And they said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying. But she played her part. At least she brought them. Oh, hallelujah. Meaning there are people you may not be able to convince to give their life to Christ to be serious. Just bring them around the atmosphere of God's presence. Are you getting that? From this message alone, you should have a book. You should get serious about reaching out. You have a book and list of people you expose to the gospel. Not because of your saying. He said, for we have heard him ourselves. But somebody had to tell them, come on now. Yeah, she had to tell them. She had to bring them. We heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christus, the Savior of the world. Verse 43. 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's no excuse. The most baby Christian among us can announce him. Can announce him. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. And there's greatness connected to it. In the simplest, there are many ways to do this. Before we finish this series, we'll just highlight a little about digital evangelism. Many ways to do this. Many ways to do this. It's about knowing that, look, I am the church, and the church is on a mission. In second service, we talk about the orientation of the church. The church is on a mission. The church is not a religious setup. No, the church is a governmental entity. The church is a militant organization, a militant force. When was the last time you saw a country or a kingdom attempting to take over another territory and sending civilians? No, they don't do that. They don't do that. They send the military. Now you have the takeover force and now you have the occupational force. I mean, those ones go to occupy the territory that is taken, to establish the customs and the lifestyle of Rome or of Greek. If you've read history, they call them occupational troops. Do you know we're occupational troops? We maintain law and order. We bring in. How can you have Alexandra in Egypt? Somebody came there and changed the name of the place to the name of where it's coming from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're in the hostel, they call the place Babylon. You change it to Zion. Hallelujah. Change it to Zion. There's a hostel back in the University of Georgia, they used to call Babylon. We change it to Zion. We say, no, call it Zion. Yes, call it Zion. I remember your man, they call him Nebuchadnezzar. He was in my class. They call him Nebu. You know Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. That means he spent more time in female hostel. Oh, you didn't get that? Why would I call you over Nebuchadnezzar? Say Nebu, well done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me Mark 16. Let me highlight something. It's actually the same expression in Matthew 28. The point is, even before reading, the point is this. The expression, go into the world and make disciples. No, give me verse 15. 15, 16, 17. Go into the world and make disciples of all nations. He's not saying, stop what you are doing and go and hunt people. No. He's saying, propagate Christ as you go about your normal business. All right, this is the one I'm looking for. Verse 15. The original rendition doesn't read it like this. He said, and he said unto him, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The original rendition is something like this. Preach the gospel to every creature as you go about your business in the world. Did you get that? As you go about your business in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. So God is interested in our platform, in our sphere. He's interested in it. Very interested. So this is a wake-up call. All right? To be more proactive about putting the gospel out where we are. To be more proactive. This is a call. And let it start today. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another day. No, don't wait another day. There's a blessing. Do you know that greatness is connected to publishing the gospel? To publishing the word that the Lord gives. Greatness. He has told us how to be great. It's not possible not to move forward when you are interested in moving the kingdom of God forward. It's impossible. You must make progress. You must make progress. Your life is not detached. You don't have your Christian life and your work life. Do you understand? You don't have. That has been the deception. So it's a, this is my Christian life. It's on Sunday morning and Tuesday evening. This is my work life. Here, you separate work and faith. Who told you that? Work and faith were not meant to be separated. It's a lie. So if you're a politician, you carry Jesus there. Oh, this is my spiritual life. This is my social media life. Who says? You say, in this space, you don't disturb anybody. Everybody. What you are doing, others are projecting their views on you. Assaulting you visually. Vexing your soul. Vexing your soul. You remember Lot? Lot's righteous soul was vexed. Vexed. Amen. Hallelujah. Greatness. In fact, there's a joy that follows it. You are inviting people to church. You are putting materials out. You are distributing messages, giving books out. And I mean, even when you cannot talk, you give them something. But there's a consciousness that daily I must publish the gospel. Daily. Daily. So no guilt, no condemnation. It's just a wake-up call. Praise God forevermore. All right, lastly, Psalm 68, verse 11. We'll just check that out. Publishing the word. He wants his word published. I said greatness is connected to publishing the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. One of the most beautiful portions of scriptures. Look at this. The Lord gave the word. For us in the New Testament, what's the word that the Lord gave? The gospel of the Lord Jesus. His love. That God is no longer angry with them. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing against them their trespasses and sin. And he has given unto us the ministry, hey, of reconciliation. Every believer has a ministry. It's called the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17, from verse 19. You have a ministry of reconciliation. And look at the expression. God is in the world reconciling. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing against them their trespasses and sins. So he's not putting their sins before their face. Rather, he's putting his righteousness, his provisions before their face. Go back to the Psalms that we're reading. You have a ministry of reconciliation. There's a joy that comes with it. There's a joy. To the least among us, we saw the picture. A woman who just came out of a lifestyle of adultery, that day announced Jesus. It announced Jesus. The Lord gave the word. He said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He gave the word. What follows? Great was the company of those who published it. Say, I'm a publisher of the word. Now, publishing, that doesn't mean print books. Alright? I think the Hebrew word means to announce. To announce. To announce. So you can announce on Facebook. You can announce on Instagram. You can announce through the material that you give out. You can announce by inviting your neighbors, your family members to church, your colleagues, your business associates, your staff in your office. Great was a company of those that published it, that announced it, that made it known, that made it known, that made it known. When you say, oh, pastor, this is for TV ministry. I want to take a TV station for a whole year, for one quarter. What are you doing? You are sponsoring the publisher. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on radio. I want to pay for radio for this. You are announcing. Yes, the people that have given for radio ministry, for TV ministry. Announcing, sponsoring the publisher. They are programming greatness. Say, great was the call. I didn't write it. See, I live my life to publish the word. Hallelujah. I live my life to publish the word. I live my life to publish the word. Morning, noon, and night. I publish the word with my mouth. I publish the word with my money. I publish the word with my mind. I publish the word with my skills, with my position of influence. Position of influence. As a Christian, and you have influence, use it for the kingdom. Yes, you are SUG president, vice president, secretary. You are a senator, a president, a governor, a permanent secretary in a place, a manager of an organization. You begin to look at how you will use this position for the advantage of the kingdom. Don't separate your faith from the workplace. Don't do that. Don't be a nuisance either. Amen. But see, when you are genuine, you have a relationship with God. It just flows. I'm talking about some religious stuff. No, it just flows. And you are intentional about it. Hallelujah. Have you learned something this morning? I'm out of time. Just rise to your feet, amen, with a shout this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just speak in tongues while you're on your feet. As we bring first service to a close, just speak in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. Mante pora basushte paladikeba. Zelian toba shepratonde liga sutra kepaya. Sonia tomba la soshte palanike brunda kipa. Can you just mix the few things you heard this morning with faith in your mouth and begin to declare, I'm a publisher of the word. I'm taking my ethnos. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you believe it and pray this morning. Just pray in the spirit. All over this building, thank you, Jesus. Shagabalakong resushtepala. Montepurabakong zeshtepala konda kepaya. Jalia kom breton zestepa. Ina la 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 bosu na 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 no. Jalia loka pala na 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 bosu tole de prakabosa. Hallelujah. Now in 2 minutes we're going to pray and I'm out of your way. In 2 minutes we're going to pray. I'm going to pray in tongues. You know, God didn't say when you pray close your eyes. All right, but you see the reason we close our eyes is to shut out distractions. To shut out distractions. So I want you to be as focused as possible. You see, when you hear a word like this and you are ministered to or you relate with it, one of the first things you should do is to pray it. Pray it. It may just be a minute or two. Pray it. Pray it. There's a lot you can do that we are not doing yet. Amen. So I want us to pray it. I'm an ambassador of Christ. That's what the Bible says. I'm a publisher of his word. I have a ministry of reconciliation. I become more conscious. It doesn't matter if I became a Christian yesterday. No. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I represent him. I make God known to my world. I want you to pray. Can you pray that this morning? Pray with focus. Shaka patong zebrakapa. Liro zebrando sashta. Shepata konda leposa. Liba konda pata sushtepa. Shebalong de kepraya. Reke patosa. Shebala tomba lakaya. Liba kosha. Pala tomba laya. Zurabandele. Montelepos. Montapalate. Shepalatosa. Lipayatopala. Shebalatosa. Malakapato Shepa. Ropayatapata. Shepayatoposa. I make him known. I publish the word. The Lord has given the word. I join the company of those to publish it. I publish the gospel in my world, in my ethnos, around me, Pala, in my sphere. With what I do, and I'm intentional about it. I'm intentional about it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of prayer.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.